Tonight, verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. I want to pray tonight on the home. I don't know of anything that has a greater attack on it today than the home.
Right.
The system of the world set up in this day and time for the home not to run in one accord. It's hard the way jobs are. It's hard the way raising children set up today. It's not like it was when I was coming up. When I was a little boy, it wasn't like that then, but it's harder now. It's become more difficult. Seems like there's more stress in our home today than ever has been. Seems like there's more attack on the home now than ever has been. Seems there's more opportunities tonight in the home for it to go the way of the world. There's some more pull on them. Everybody's got peer pressure. It don't matter if you talk about teenage peer pressure. There's peer pressure put on parents today to their children to conform to a worldly standard, to the standard of God. And we always want to do it from the heart. We want to be right with God. We want to live for God. We want to recognize tonight the fact that it is, thank God, possible. Amen. It's not impossible to live for God. It's possible. And we do it by the Spirit. We do it by the Scripture. We do it by trusting God. And it's not an easy road. I wish tonight I could tell the church that it's easy, thank God, to live for God in a wicked world. That's why he said, shine as lights in a darkened nation and a perverse day. It seems like to me that when I read this here that there's some history behind this about how people were treated in that day. Sad to say, a wife or a woman wasn't no more than a slave in the Old Testament. She wasn't looked at as something that Paul's speaking about here. Thank God. But then when it comes down to the Scripture here, God has put out a plan here for the home. I don't believe, my friend tonight, that there's no better plan than what's right here in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. I mentioned this morning three things in my life. Number one, Christ, salvation. He's mentioned here, of course. He's the reason for it all. And then I thought about being born again. It's all about being saved. And God being on the foundation. Every house has to find out what foundation it's on. What are we standing on? Amen. You got to have to walk together in unity. You got to agree together if you're going to have a strong home. Amen. I believe this. I know people think I'm crazy sometimes, but I believe thank God, this about the home tonight, that it could be the best place in the world. It can be the best heaven on earth. Amen. I know this assembly here. Thank God, it's a great place to get together with the brethren. It's right to do. But I live more in my house than I do at the church. Amen. So my house is very important tonight. My relationship with my wife, how we conduct our affairs, how we walk together. I didn't marry her for me to do one thing and her to do another, even though that happens at times. I married her to be with her. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I didn't marry my friend. I'm telling you this tonight. The will of God has to be down in this thing. I mean, the most important thing before anybody says I do, is they need to know this is the will of God. Amen. I wasn't saved when I got married. I wasn't, but I was under the good safekeep of God, and God had that picked out. I don't understand all that, but I know God picked it out like that, and God brought us together, and then we got saved, and now the ministry of God. But I believe tonight that one of the things that we fall short on is, thank God, looking at what the Bible says about it. So many times we go by the emotions, and we say, well, I feel this way. But I'm here tonight, thank God. I say tonight, praise God, that the Bible said here, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. I don't believe God ever intended for a man to lord over his wife. Even though the Bible said Abraham and Sarah, thank God, was a great example. And it said Sarah called him Lord. And my friend, they're recognizing his position. But no man will ever man be my friend, a tyrant or a control freak over their spouse. Thank God they got to breathe sometime. Amen. Hey, not listen. You can say, listen, boy, I got to get on this. The Bible's not there for you to say, well, the Bible says it. Hey, friend, I'm done. You abusing the Bible like that. When you say, well, the Bible said you got to listen to me. I tell you what, they need to listen to God. And if they listen to God, they'll listen to their husband if he's leading them according to the Scripture. Amen. So we don't use the Bible I have before. Hey, God, time passed. God's given me a little bit more maturity than that now. Thank God. But you don't use the Bible to tell your spouse, well, this is what the Bible says about it. Amen. I'm not telling what the Bible said. The Bible said if that man's an unbeliever, that woman can win that man unto God himself just by her conversation, just by the way she lives, by a meek and quiet spirit. That's great price in the sight of God. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Amen. I'm going to reiterate some things I said this morning. It's great to be married. It really is. It's heaven on earth if you make it that. Marriage is something you have to work on. The home is something you got to work on. We all change. We all getting older. Amen. Thank God if you're young, getting old isn't too bad. But when you're getting old, it's a little rougher. Amen. That's right. But everything is a work in progress. God's working on me. He had never quit working on me. God told me in the Scripture, thank God that if I love my wife as Christ loved the church, and love her as God gave his own son, Jesus gave his own life. The Bible said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That's an act of complete sacrifice. If you look at the cross, listen. It's about him. It's not about you. I am so tired, and I say this, men, in the best love I can, of male egos. Male babies. Grow up.
Amen.
You say, I thought he was going to try to help us in America. I'm a getting there. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You'll never have a good marriage till you grow up. And if you ain't grown up, you don't need to get married. How in the world can my wife follow me if I got the pout face all the time? That's what Ahab had. He didn't get to have Naboth's vineyard, so he got his little old self and laid on his bed and pouted. And his wife come in and said, well, what's the problem? She was a devil. Lord God, help me not to get off on all this. It's the truth, whether you like it or not. Of course, she didn't spare nothing. She went and wrote a letter and put his name to it and had Naboth killed it, give Ahab the vineyard. But he
You know, they used to have a little song they sung that about the poochie mouth, you know, and all that. Let's be men and women. Let's just be men and women. You say, have you ever had a weak moments, preacher? Yeah. But I'm a man. I'm a man. That's what men ought to be.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about muscles neither. And I'm not talking about with a chip on your shoulder. So I tell you one thing, I'm the man around here. You don't have to tell it if you are.
No, you don't.
See, the independent, fundamental, premillennial, say whatever you want to, they bred a bunch of big spiritual babies in their churches. They get up and brag on what they are. Instead of making much of what Christ has made them.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you the way you get up is you get little.
Yes,
if you ever want God to bless your life, you've got to come to Him humble. And you have to live a humble life. And your wife ought to see that you're a humble man. And you're completely dependent on a God that's the only one that can rule you.
Yeah.
And when you get in that way, and she says, that man loves God. That man's my leader. That man is in the will of God. That man loves the Bible. Hey, God, friend, that man has a hunger for God. And I'm telling you, I want God, and I know He can lead me where He's at.
Amen.
Now, if a woman won't follow a man like that, she don't want God. We really don't have discussions in our house about what we're going to do. We just do it.
Amen.
I don't mean it's wrong to have discussions. I listen to her. She's got some more sense than I do on some things because I'm so high wired. But the fact of it is, if we're going to have heaven on earth, we're going to have to be in the will of God.
Amen.
We're going to have to know what God wants, and we got to walk therein.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Brother, I'm going to tell you what tonight. The best thing we can do is humble ourselves before Him and get down low where we ought to be. And thank God, let's give ourselves to God. And if we give ourselves to God, we surely will as men give ourselves for our wives.
Yeah.
He said, listen to this. Christ loved the church. He said husbands ought to love their wives the way Christ loved the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's benefits from Christ loving the church because I'm part of it. That means always that sacrificial love is caring love. It means that He's concerned with her utmost and innermost need.
Amen.
That means in a marriage that man ought to care about that woman. He ought to do everything he can and every need she has. I'm not talking about every woman. Thank God, and wanting to hug me. Thank God, have something on the burner all the time as far as money. I gotta have this. And God, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about her need. I'm talking about her inward needs and her outward needs. I know God meets her inward needs, but a husband ought to be that way to her, his own wife. That buddy, she ought to be able to look to that man. If she's got a prayer request, if she's a hurting, that she can sit down and talk to her, and he can pray with her and help her. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't have any time. My wife says, pray for me. Before she leaves out to go to school, pray for me today. I don't feel that good. We pray right there before she ever goes.
Yeah.
You got to have care for her, men. I mean, if you're going to listen. You say, well, I just don't want to give in. What's wrong with you? I'd rather have sugar than a fight. I thought about that this morning. I was talking about, thank God, having lukewarmness. I tell you what heat the church up, get some good kissing from the Lord. I'm talking about spiritual way.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, praise God. I mean, what's happening this day is, that the thief come in and rob the home from true care. We've got so busy. I know it's going to be rough tonight. Listen, just go ahead and say you love the preacher and he's going to preach to me because it's going to get rough. But what I'm telling you is helping you. I don't preach nothing to hurt you. I preach to help you. But under God, if you can't get off the computer long enough to talk to your spouse, throw the stinking thing away. I'm only saying this to get you closer to your wife. You gonna kiss it goodnight? I want to kiss my wife goodnight, not the computer. Boy, I'm gonna tell you what, why don't we take advantage of what's in bounds? I'll say that in why would we, when we was lost sinners, want to do everything out of bounds, but now we're married and we got in bounds, thank God we're in bounds with privileges and we live like we don't.
Come on.
You say, well, I ain't the lovey-dovey kind. Well, God help get to be one.
Amen.
I'm going what's coming to me, and it's coming hard. Every man that's married, that is a man, has a desire for his wife to love him.
Yes, sir.
So he wanted to get out there and get that water. He couldn't quit crying. That's right. Listen. The woman was created for the man.
Sure was. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
The woman was, I don't care whether this ERA independent and all this stuff, just throw it out. What in the world is he getting married for if you don't want to show affection? I know this is rough, but it's right. Well, I'm telling you, the devil fights me all the time. I'm so tired of him, I tell him I'd take a double-barrel shotgun and blow your head off. You know why? Because he wants to get between me and my wife. He wants to get between me and my wife. He'll use anybody or anything he can to try to get between a husband and wife that wants to walk with God. He'll use family members. He'll use work people. He'll use worldliness. He'll use anything he can to try to fool the spirit of a holy marriage that wants to walk with God. That's why we need to walk in the Spirit and love one another and do what that Bible says.
Amen.
You know, I kind of like, and I'm married. I've been married over 35 years. And you leave out of here and say, well, the preacher said he done it. I'll hush your mouth. I kind of like holding hands. And I'm talking about when I was even dating, I held her hand. It made me feel good. There's something about it. Phew! I like it. Hey, man. Y'all got any mother? Are y'all living?
Yes, sir.
I mean, God help. Is there any pulse? I mean, now listen. There is an age that pulse goes down.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you telling me it ain't. He ain't reached it yet. They said, when you gonna reach it? When you buried? You know, Why don't we as Christians, married, and I'm talking married, I know there's people in here that's not married, and you know, I mean, and I understand that I'm preaching to people that are. There's a truth that you can make application of this thing of you and Christ spiritually. But the closer you are to Him, the more joy there is in your heart. Can I tell you something tonight? If me and my wife's not right with one another, it's about impossible to get up and preach in the power of God. It's about impossible. Listen, let me tell church members this tonight. It's impossible for a preacher to get up in the power of God and preach when there's not liberty or when there's been something done to throw a spirit. I say, you know, Friday night's my date night, you know. We don't do it as much as we used to. We've got too much going on. But I always want Friday night, you know, to be that. If somebody calls, I don't want the phone to ring. I don't want it. If somebody calls, I'll look at the phone, I'll say, put it back in my pocket. And I'll say, this: if it's important, they'll leave a message. So if y'all call me, you leave a message. Amen. Don't say, well, I done tried to call you three times. And every husband and wife ought to take advantage of one another's love. Isn't that right? And when I use the word advantage, I'm not talking about taking advantage of them. I'm taking advantage that God's give you for this blessed time together.
Amen.
If you go out to eat tomorrow night, it'd be good to leave your cell phone in the car. And look her in her eyes and tell her, honey, you're the best. When's the last time you told her that? Well, I really don't like to talk like that. Well, call me. I'll tell you what to say. That's right, brother. That's right. I mean, you say, preacher, wait a minute. A man loves to know that he's being loved.
Yeah.
A woman likes to hear it. And just think, this words is from the heart. It's from the heart. God help y'all do what I'm preaching tonight. Y'all go home. Thank God to get on the top of the bed, jump up and down and say, hallelujah! So wait a minute, ain't we Christians? Yeah, we are. God's got a chapter in the Bible on what I'm preaching.
Yes, He does.
You say, how's it going to work, preacher? Is that, listen, I know there's dishwashing time, grass mowing time, and children homework time, and putting them to bed time, and, you know, and going crazy time and all that. I understand that. That's part of the journey. Just part of it. But somewhere between you and God, you gotta have time with Him. And somewhere between you and your wife, you gotta have some time together. Amen. Marriage is the great institution of God put in before the world. At the beginning of the world, by God, when He created man on the sixth day, brought a rib out of the man, made a woman, brought her to the man, and no doubt when he saw her, he said, this is the best. I mean, I looked at all them dumb animals and said, that's a dog, and that's an elephant, and that's a lion, and that's a tiger, and that's a cat. And he said, you know, I ain't seen one of them that looked good. I don't see a one of them that does fulfillment for me. I ain't going to get off on that, no, Lord. I ain't never seen a day where people love their dogs more than they do people. I'm not preaching preference here. I'm preaching truth. Go in there and get him a hamburger.
I'm not getting in your business. You can do what you want to with your animals. But I'm going to tell you what, when you love your animals more than do your spouse, you've got a big problem. Wonder why so quiet. You must be a bunch of animal lovers in here. What is that, Brother Shank? P-E-T-A?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Marriage is a great thing. Great. Great. Ought to be the best thing in your life. And then children come. That's a great thing too. You know, you have children, you raise your children, you get to spend time with your children, and you raise them, and you raise them to get married. Amen to that. And then grandchildren come along. And that's just so good, Brother Dennis. I guess because you're older now. I'm older. I'm not old, but I'm older.
Yeah.
And I didn't have my children when I was 57. I was in my 20s. So I didn't have the knowledge that I have now. So when that little old girl comes up here and says, "Papa," I wonder why my grandpa always loved me that much. I always wondered that. I'd say, "Papa loves me to death." I wonder why I said, "Come on over here, boy." I'd sit on his lap everywhere we'd go. I'd wonder, why does Papa and Nanny love me so much? I mean, they'd fight for me. I'd go over there in the morning and she'd make that coffee. She'd put about a half a gallon of milk in it. I'd say, "Nanny, you going to make me milk gravy this morning?" "Oh, yeah, honey." She'd make that milk gravy and that toast. I'd just say, "Hey, buddy, I'm telling you what, that, I wonder how, I mean, why they love me so much?" And now, you know, after I've had grandchildren, I can say, "I know why they love me so much."
Amen.
Really, if you want to really think about what I'm preaching tonight, think about this. The woman that God gave you, or the man God gave you, was a gift from God. That's right. The children was a gift from God. The grandchildren was a gift from God. Think about this here. Just think about what I'm about to tell you, and I'm going to close. We've got all this access to enjoyment. I mean, I was going to a rough evening yesterday, and we went and ate, me and my wife, Mandy, and Kate. As soon as I saw her, man, it's just like, yes, I feel good now. It's just crazy. But it's just the way it is. And we got this availability in a husband and wife relationship, in a home, in children, and everything in its place. Why do we need all the world? Why do we, if you look at your time right now, it's more consumed with worldly things than it is God's blessing. And God's, you know, and just being around people that you love. You know, I come to church, I come to preach, I come to be with you, I come to worship most of all. But I'm going to tell you this, I come because I love you. I come because you're valuable to me. People's valuable to me. I mean, friendships is valuable to me. Brothers valuable. Everything what I've got here, the world can't give me. I can go to a stupid old ball game and holler my head off. But when I leave, there's no difference. But I can come to church and I can see my old buddy here. Amen. I thought when you walked in tonight with Jeremy and Trevor, I said, "You know, Brother Todd's got to be a proud man that three of his boys walked in the back door of a church." Amen. That's a blessing. God brings that together. Amen. I want to challenge you tonight. Do what I preached. Ma'am, do what I preached towards your husband. Husband, do what I preached. You ought to treat your wife like she's the queen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Hey, buddy, God give you that wife. You ought to treat her like she's a queen. You don't, if I'm going to tell you what, you would not talk to a queen in a bad way. And you wouldn't talk to a king in a bad way. you'd have respect. What's it say? It says that the wife's to cherish and love her wife, love his wife. The husband's to cherish and love his wife. And the wife's to give reverence to her husband. Huh? What about that? Man, yeah. Hey, it'd be good. Just go in tonight and just don't even cut the TV on. And just have a family time. Amen. Put the kids to bed a little early and sit on the couch and just talk. I mean, surely, if you can talk on the phone as much as you do, you can talk to your wife. My wife told me this one time, I'm guilty. She said, I guess I'm going to have to call you on the telephone and talk to you. That is wonderful. Lord, I thank you for bringing that Rehoboth, that man, giving him a woman. His wife, they become one flesh, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And now they can enjoy life together. I'm not alone. It's not good for man to be alone. That's why I give him a helpmate. And I'm going to tell you what, you can look at every dog and cat in the world, you ain't going to find it. And my, listen, a dog can be a kindly of something that, in, you know, a friend, I reckon. Or just something that helps you around the house or gives you a little encouragement or maybe brightens your day. You know, I've seen little old dogs like that that really meant a lot to people. I'm not knocking that. But you will never have a fulfillment of my friend, of a man being fulfilled in life without God, number one, in his heart. Christ in his heart. Christ is the ultimate end, friend. If he's the one, if he don't live in you, you'll never be satisfied, don't matter who it is. But God not only stopped there, he gave that man a woman to spend his life with. And that's the will of God. Amen. Right. Well, hope it helped you tonight. If I could put a little bit of honey back in your jar, I'd do it. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you, it ought to be sweet. It ought not be sour. It ought to be sweet. Amen. I love you. Thank you for hearing me stand tonight. Pray for me as I go up the road tomorrow.